NBA Odds Pod on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is the place you want to get in on all the college basketball and NBA action. Use the promo code SGP to receive up to $1,000 in bonus bets. That's promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Monkey Knife Fight. Monkey Knife Fight is the fastest growing daily fantasy site on the planet. And if you use promo code SGP, you get a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's monkeyknifefight.com, promo code SGP. And last but not least, we're also brought to you by the NBA Odds Pod Frauds Contest. We're giving away $1,000 if you're able to identify the frauds for the second half of the NBA season. Just go to sgpn.io/NBA frauds. That's sgpn.io/NBA frauds, and you can enter for free. Okay, and welcome to NBA Odds Pod. I'm your host, Ryan McKee. Thank you so much for coming back for our second podcast this week, and we're excited today to talk with Megan Making Money about our NBA All-Star Weekend picks. But first, Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself. This is your first time on the podcast. You just recently started contributing to Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Where are you from? What got you started?
Well, I'm from Louisiana. I got into it just because I really love sports, and I'm actually a stay-at-home mom, so I have a lot of time to watch sports and really observe different things. And I essentially wanted to figure out how to make that hobby lucrative, so I decided, why not, you know, test the waters a little bit. And my husband actually started putting out picks for me on Reddit, and I got a lot of traction there because I went on like a little 14-0 run. Actually, it was 15-0 in the NFL. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, maybe I am, you know, something is going somewhere, you know, it's going somewhere. So
and that was just this NFL season, right? You just started.
Right. Well, I would say I've been gambling for about 2 years, but I just started
putting out your picks. Yeah.
Yeah. Just this NFL season. And then it kind of like took off because he labeled it as my wife's picks.
Yeah.
And then, people they ate it up. I don't really know why, but they're like, where's the wife? Where's the wife? And so that's, I was like, I guess I'll make a Twitter and see where it goes. So now here I am, Megan Making Money on Twitter.
Yeah. Follow her on Megan Making Money. She's she put out a bunch of college and football picks, and now you've been putting out a lot of mostly college basketball picks recently. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just feel like there's just so many games, and I personally like my big school bets. I know a lot of people will think that's, you know, not the best play just because, you know, those lines are looked at a little bit harder and a little sharper. So, but personally, if I'm watching it and it's on my TV, I want a little skin in the game. So I'm not getting a bunch of tiny schools unless I'm streaming them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And you've only been doing your Twitter account like about 3 months, right? And you already have, what, like 3,500 followers or so?
Yeah, it's I think since November, I would say. Pretty close to that 4K mark. I'm pretty excited about
it.
Oh,
nice. That's great. You know,
it's not a whole lot, but.
No, hey, I mean, you are growing much faster than any of our social media accounts ever grew. So you should be proud of that.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm pretty proud.
Yeah. So again, follow her at Megan Making Money, and that's Making without a G. Right?
Yes. There was not enough letters for the G, so.
Okay, so we are going to go through our NBA All-Star Weekend bets. All-Star Weekend doesn't have like a lot of hard data to track or crunch or compute to make, you know, really, you know, sharp picks or anything like that, which is, hey, great for me because I don't understand a lot of things anyway. But these are going to be just from things that I've researched, from what Megan looked into, we're going to do our best with our picks. So we're going to start off with three-point challenge, dunk contest, and skills challenge, because there is actual odds out right now for those. And then we'll get into the rest after that. So did you have one you wanted to start with in particular, Megan?
I mean, we can go ahead and jump in with a dunk contest. I feel like that's 3 points exciting skills, and you know, but the dunk is what everybody wants to see anyway. I mean,
I would agree with that. Definitely growing up, I was most excited by the dunk contest, but I think it's shifted a little bit to people being more excited about the 3-point competition now. But I mean, hey, the dunk contest is the old faithful.
I like, creativity. I mean, sure, if you can hit a three, that's awesome, especially like consecutively. But I like the creativity. I like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll just start with here are the odds real quick from mybookie.ag. We have Aaron Gordon plus 125, Derek Jones Jr. plus 200, Pat Connaughton plus 400, and Dwight Howard at plus 500. What do you like so far?
So I have decided that I like Derek Jones Jr. at plus 200 for this dunk contest. What about you?
Yeah, so I do have him on my list, but I have him in my two spot. I like him a lot. This is his second dunk contest. He got runner-up in the first one he did, which was like 2017 or
I think a lot of people feel like he got robbed, so ammunition coming back this year. I mean, he's gotten like great height and extension like during in-game dunks.
His so in-game really, dunks are some of the best.
They're
in the
crazy
league.
They're just like, and that's what really attracted me to him, and so I feel like he's really gonna like kick it up a notch this year, do something crazy creative and like Michael Jordan-esque in Space Jam.
Yeah.
So I really like him at plus 200. I feel like, why not? Also, fun fact, his birthday is February 15th.
Okay.
So I feel like, players coming, you know, they're feeling themselves. I love players playing on big days, birthdays, babies being born, mother's birthdays. Yeah. It's like my favorite thing. And he is the only one in that little group to have that birthday this month. So
hey, that's great research. I didn't see that at all. I'm sure that means he's gonna do a dunk incorporating some kind of birthday cake, birthday candle.
That would be super cool.
I think that's a definite possibility. I like him, and but my pick, I'm gonna go with Pat Connaughton with plus 400. And here's the reason why.
I wasn't thinking you were going that way.
Yeah. So obviously, the white guy is not the favorite pick in a dunk contest.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I know. I mean, I think that's not too un-PC in today's world to say. Right. But the reason I'm going with him is he clocked at his maximum vertical coming into the league in 2015. He has a 44-inch maximum vertical, which is only a half inch less than Hamidou Diallo's maximum vertical, which was at 44 and a half inches, which was, I believe, the second highest in Draft Express. And Hamidou, he won the dunk contest last year, and he was the long shot coming in because nobody knew who his name. So I think a lot of times the dunk contest will have to do with, you know, who stands out, who surprises you, who is like
The white guy with the high hops is gonna stand out, is
exactly
what you're telling me.
I mean, he's 6'5", so not super short, but also, you know, not real. He's not like a Mason Plumlee dunking,
he's not huge out there, but
right. So
he's gonna make a statement, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I think he's gonna make a statement, and I mean, at plus 400 odds, I mean, that's hard to pass up.
Right. Trust me. And I like betting on this because of just the plus odds that we're getting on everything, because no one really knows what's going on. It's just fun.
Absolutely. And do you know when the last white guy to win the dunk contest was? Here's a trivia fact for you.
I know, but I'm sure you're going to surprise me.
Yeah, it's been since 1996 when Brent Barry won it, and he is actually the only white guy to ever win the dunk contest, which isn't, I mean, should not be a surprise. It might be a surprise that any white guy has ever won it. But he's won it. So, I mean, I feel like I feel like maybe the media is due for another like cheesy, like, oh, look, white men really can jump headline.
Yes. I'm into it. And I'll be looking for him just because of all of these fun trivia facts.
Yeah. Well, and then the last thing I'll say is the last white guy to be in the dunk contest was Mason Plumlee in 2015, and he got third place. But do you know who he beat in fourth place?
No, I do not.
Giannis. Mason Plumlee beat the best player in the league. So, hey,
I love Giannis, too. I should have probably known that. But again, I'm not like dumping out a bunch of files to store all-star information in my head either. So
yeah. So I like him. He's a plus 400. And the winner last year, as I said, Hamidou Diallo, he was at plus 400 coming in last year. So again, nobody really knows what's going to happen with these.
Well, hopefully that birthday for Derek Jones can elevate him to the next level.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to put a little money on both Derek Jones and Pat. Why not? Now for a quick break and we'll be right back. The NBA season is already halfway over. If you've been thinking about betting on some games but haven't gotten around to it, now is the time. Go to mybookie.ag. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and very helpful 24/7 customer support team. You can even pool your bets together for bigger payouts. Let's say you got a couple of big favorites this week. Parlay wagers lets you bet multiple games together, and if they all come through, you win big. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use promo code SGP to activate this offer. Once again, that's promo code SGP to get your extra cash from MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, and get paid. Okay, so what about three-point competition? I'll just, real fast, let me read the odds from MyBookie. We have Damian Lillard at plus 375, Davis Bertans at plus 500, Duncan Robinson at plus 500, Joe Harris at plus 500, Trae Young at plus 500, Buddy Hield at plus 700, Zach LaVine at plus 750, and Deontay Graham at plus 1,000.
All right, so for this one, I have, one and two. I really like Trae Young at plus 500. I feel like he's feeling himself right now. I feel like he can go out there and one after one, just keep it going. But I'm also sneakily on the Latvian Laser. I really think that he might, robotically pull something out of his hat. He's crazy disciplined, so I just feel like he could go out there and just shut everything off and just one after the other.
I like that. And so those are both at plus 500. Those are great odds.
Yeah. So, either way, and it looked like Bertans was the lines moved a little bit from what I had seen on one other place that it had opened, but,
So I like Trae Young. He's not at the top of my list, but I will say, so I researched catch and shoot 3-point percentage, because if you think about it, this is...
That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, right. Doing this, it's a lot of just standing there and jacking up threes. You're not doing it off the dribble. And so I feel like catch and shoot 3-point percentage is a good indicator. And Trae Young... doesn't shoot as many catch and shoots nearly as much as Davis Bertans or Duncan Robinson, who lead the league in catch and shoots attempts and makes. However, he does have a very high catch and shoot 3-point percentage at 46.8%. And to give you some context for that, Duncan Robinson is at 44.5 catch and shoot 3-point percentage, and Bertans, the Latvian Laser, is at 44.6. So, real close there. Right now I'm putting my money on, I'm with you on Bertans, but I also really like Duncan Robinson coming. When he gets hot, there's no one hotter than him from beyond the 3-point arc in games this season, and when he really catches fire. So, and this is like he and Bertens, this is all they're coming to All-Star Weekend for. Nobody's right. going to want interviews with them. You know, most people are going to ignore them. So this is all they have to focus on. I'm thinking like Joe Harris last season who won. He was coming in at plus 900 last season. And so, and he actually led the league last season in catch and shoot three-pointers too. And everybody was overlooking him, and then he ended up winning. And if you bet at plus 900 odds, that was a great payday for you.
Absolutely. But I mean, I think, and also, like, you also have to think about All-Star Weekend, all of these guys going out. Because, I mean, you know that they're going out, they're partying, they're having a great time. I don't see Bertrand's, like, out, you know, like, living life. Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but...
You know, he definitely gives out the indication that maybe he's, like, just sitting in his computer room, like, doing, like, coding or something on the side, like a hobby.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we don't know. You know, he could surprise you.
He could be a party animal. I don't want to put it past him. And hopefully that doesn't affect, you know, any odds.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, play into any stereotypes, but I definitely think that Eastern Europeans tend to throw back a couple of alcoholic drinks here and there.
Yeah, just here and there. The clear ones only.
Okay, so, you know, the last one I'll throw out, or just two other quick ones. Damian Lillard, I know he's leading it at plus 375, but he has been on fire the last 12 games. I think he's shooting something like 60% from beyond the arc in the last 12 games. So
I really looked at him too, but the thing is, I felt like his end game versus like just the 3-point, I feel like he's the type of guy that just like thrives off the pressure. Where, like, I don't think that they're, like, going into this three-point competition, like, really stressed out about it by any means. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's more of, like, a laid-back, fun thing for them. And I don't know if he's going to have, like, his game face on.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, maybe. But Lillard definitely seems like an insanely competitive guy.
Yeah.
And I think this is his third or fourth three-point competition, so he knows what it's like to be there, and he's going to be looking to finally win it.
I guess, and, you know, especially, I like the longer odds. If I'm going to put money on, if I want skin in this game, I'm not excited. I'm sorry, Lillard, yeah. I'm not that excited to watch you. Is that awful?
No. I 100% agree with you. I'm not, you know, I might put a little bit of money on Lillard, but no, I'm going with the higher odds.
Just keep him like looking at him in player props in game. That's what he's been doing, some good stuff for me there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, bet on him in the regular season. Maybe avoid him for All-Star Weekend.
He could be a party animal, so you never know.
Yeah, there you go. And Zach LaVine at plus 750. He would be the first player, if he wins this, he'll be the first player ever to win the slam dunk competition and the 3-point competition.
That's, I mean, pretty good ammunition for
and
him.
And he's a Chicago player. It's in his home.
In his home, in his backyard. I mean, I guess I didn't consider that.
No, I mean, but that doesn't always necessarily, like, pay off. So.
Right.
But, yeah.
What did you say those odds were on him?
Plus 750.
It's interesting. I might need to look at that a little further.
Yeah. Okay, so, and the last thing I'll say is, like, if you're thinking about betting Joe Harris at plus 500, I would probably avoid that. There hasn't been a back-to-back winner in the three-point competition since 2008. That was way before the three-point revolution started making this thing a premier event. So I think that the competition has just gotten too fierce for back-to-back winners. But, hey, you never know. Have you ever thought about starting your own sports book but don't know how? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. All right, moving on to the skills challenge. Now, this one is just like incredibly hard to predict, but we'll just talk it through real fast anyway. Skills challenge. We've got Spencer Dinwiddie at +300, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at +400, Pascal Siakam +500, Jason Tatum, who's last year's winner, at +600, Chris Middleton +600, Patrick Beverley +700, Domantas Sabonis +800, and Bam Adebayo at +1200.
I'm taking Tatum to win it back to back +600.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, look, if you're coming from Coach K, he's got skills. That's all. I mean, that's skills. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would work. I'm not really basing a lot on this, but I'm going Pascal Siakam at +500. Just based off of how great he's been this season. He's coming in real hot. He's a starter in the All-Star game for the first time. I mean, he's first All-Star game, and he's a starter. And I like him at that +500.
I don't think that's a bad shot. I mean, look, Tatum to win back-to-back. I mean, is it going to happen? Probably not. But I just feel like I did, that's one thing that I do remember watching last year. Was how good he was, just everything that he was able to do. Like, he was so impressive.
Yeah.
His ball handling is crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it is hard. This is definitely like the hardest event to handicap. It used to be easier up until I think what, like 5 or 6 years ago. Before that, they would just base it off all on like, on the clock, who did it the fastest. And so it was easy to just like pick the fastest guards.
Right.
And now they do it head to head where they match up the center, you know, the big guys against the big guys, smaller guys against smaller guys. And then, you know, it goes down until it ends up being a big guy against a small guy, which is always fun and crazy when the big guy wins, like Kristaps Porzingis won it one year. And so don't count the big guys out, and, you know, they'll get you better odds, but, you know, definitely. I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie has won this before, so he's back this year, and he made like a big stink about not originally being invited to it. So maybe he has some added, but again, you're just getting +300 there.
Right, and I meant to mention that about Bertrand's when we were talking about the 3-point contest. I think he got snubbed last year. Was it last year? I think it was, because he wasn't in the 3-point contest last year, was he?
No, and this is his first year.
I think he got snubbed last year, and I don't think that he's very happy with that. I wanted to add that back into the 3-point contest because I really like that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know what? I found a really random bet I wanted to ask you about that. I didn't prep you on this one, but just your gut reaction on this. I found this one.
This is a
special. MyBookie has this special out. Will the NBA change their logo to Kobe Bryant's silhouette instead of Jerry West? Yes is at +300. No is at -600. They have to do it before the 2021 season. What do you think?
Give me the odds again.
+300 for yes, and -600 for no.
Okay, so the whole like if it's not broke, don't fix it thing comes to my head, but at the same time, everyone is on a constant like evolution. So the NBA has to continue. Like, it's a players' league. They have to make their players happy. They have to make their fans happy. And right now, the players and the fans want Kobe. That's all they want. They want to remember him. They want to honor him. They want to. So, I mean, I've seen sketches. You know, they look pretty cool. I'm not completely convinced that they won't do it.
Yeah, I mean, hey. +300, why not put a little money on this?
Have you seen the sketches too? I mean,
yeah, I have.
They look awesome.
They look awesome. And I mean, think about it from a marketing perspective too.
Oh, yeah.
The NBA puts this out. Everybody's going to buy t-shirts with it.
Yeah. Everyone's buying it. And I mean, in classic NBA style.
Nobody's just buying like a NBA logo t-shirt right now that's just the NBA logo. Like, oh, look, I watch the NBA. Like, good for you. You don't even have a team or anything.
Was it like Rob Lowe who wore like the classic NFL hat to the Super Bowl? Wasn't that?
Exactly.
I feel like that's like the same type of thing. Let me just get a classic NBA hat.
Yeah, nobody's getting that. And who's going to argue with it? I don't even think Jerry West is arguing with that.
No one's gonna argue.
He's been the logo for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue. So you can, like, what is, you can't get mad about that. Like, oh, no, you can't change that logo. Like, no, you can't do that.
The only thing is, I don't know of another major sports league that's changed their logo in the recent history.
Yeah, I mean, logo maybe not, but if you think about, like, NFL, they've changed that, like, Sunday night song, and they've changed like the songs up so many times. I don't see why the NBA can't do it with their logo. And it doesn't necessarily have to even be like a permanent change, you know, just for the year 2021 or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just to change it for, just to honor him for the year. You know, I don't think it would be a crazy, like, out of the box thing for them to do, especially marketing wise.
Yeah. Hey, and plus 300, it'd be kind of fun to bet on.
Right.
Just need a fast break for a word from our sponsor and then back to the conversation. You love fantasy basketball, right? Of course you do. I know you're the type of person that thinks about this stuff all the time. You're a damn savant wearing inside out sweatpants right now, right? So how come you're not playing Daily Fantasy on monkeyknifefight.com? It's the fastest growing daily fantasy site on the planet. Why? Because it's pure awesomeness, baby. At monkeyknifefight.com, you're playing against the house. There are no sharks, no confusing interface, and no advanced degree needed from an engineering school to have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. Nope. Lots of people win all the time at monkeyknifefight.com. They got some awesome football, hockey, and golf action too. Just go to monkeyknifefight.com and sign up. New users sign up with promo code SGP and receive a 100% match bonus up to $100. Just use promo code SGP at monkeyknifefight.com. That's promo code SGP at monkeyknifefight.com. Okay, so did you have any... Now, we don't have odds for any of these, but did you have any input on what you're thinking for All-Star Game MVP or Rising Stars Game or Rising Stars MVP?
Well, I think I like, well, no, I don't think. I know that I like Team LeBron to win.
So why do you like Team LeBron?
I just think that LeBron knows how to, well, he's just been in the league forever. He's been in basketball forever. He's, whenever people think of basketball right now, he's one of the top, you know, three people that would probably come to everybody's mind. So I think that he's really great and has a great eye for picking, you know, teammates that will make him better and will be better around him. So, you know, I love Giannis, I do, but I just think LeBron's kind of like age before beauty type thing.
Yeah.
Where LeBron's experience is just going to, I think, crush Giannis's little soul.
You see, I'm going to go the opposite way on that because
I like it.
Giannis actually had a better stat line last year than Kevin Durant, who won the All-Star MVP. And the only reason he didn't win it, obviously, is because his team didn't win. I think he did not pick a good team last year because he didn't know what he was doing, and LeBron did. This year, he's picked a lot of long guys who actually will play a little defense, which I know is weird in the All-Star game.
Right.
But I can see Embiid and Siakam wanting to like stuff a couple of those big stars that are getting maybe higher props than them. So
who's your MVP then?
I'm going to go with Giannis, and I'm going to go with the one of your same reasoning that you did with the Jones birthday, is that Giannis just had a baby. Giannis just had his first baby.
Wow,
baby Greek freak is in the world. So why not?
Congratulations, Giannis. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but...
you know, no, actually, Giannis really listens to all podcasts, so he's on this. Did you see his TikTok that he put out of his wife in the hospital?
I actually did not, which I'm pretty up on all sorts of fun internet stuff, so I'm surprised I have not seen that.
So, and as a mother yourself, you'd be perfect to talk to about this because... So he did a TikTok of his wife looking absolutely miserable.
Oh, God.
She's waiting around to go into labor, which I felt really sorry for her. And he hashtagged it, her farts, though.
Oh, God. That's...
What would you do to your husband if he put that out on TikTok to millions of followers?
I would say make possibly divorce. but After having a baby, I wouldn't want to tear the family apart. He would just have to suck up a lot over the next couple. I mean, changing all the diapers, getting up all in the middle of the night, all of it.
Yeah. Okay, so for your pick, are you going to go LeBron then for MVP?
I'm actually going Anthony Davis because I don't think LeBron likes to do a ton of work whenever Davis is around. So I think he's just going to like be the conductor and Davis is going to be the one doing the legwork.
And that's a good pick because Davis is actually from Chicago. So, you know, in his hometown, he's going to want to really perform.
I agree.
And I will caution anybody when the odds do come out, even though that some of those reserves are going to have high odds to win MVP and they're big names, so you're still going to want to like bet on those reserves. Only one non-starter in like the last like 15 years has won
the MVP.
Yeah, and that was Russell Westbrook. So, and you know he's not human. So, but yeah, so definitely go with a starter.
I would agree with that.
No matter how enticing those odds can be. Just taking a last break to remind you to enter our NBA Odds Pod Frauds Contest. We're giving away $1,000, but you have to make sure to enter before Valentine's Day. If you think you know what teams will falter after the All-Star break, this contest is for you, and it's completely free. Just find the fraudulent NBA teams, pick two from each group that will perform the worst in the second half of the season, and you will win big. Just go to sgpn.io/NBA frauds. That's sgpn.io/NBA frauds, and you can find out all the details on how to enter for free. Reminder, that's sgpn.io/NBA frauds. Any thoughts on the Rising Stars?
I have a little trio that I like. Okay. Either Luka or Young or Zion. Those are my three
Those are all definitely
Rising Stars.
I imagine those are definitely all going to be the favorite. However, I don't see Luka playing the Rising Stars game. I know everything I've seen doesn't have him sitting it yet, but like I've seen,
so that's why I picked a trio. I don't even know, like, you know, and who knows if, like, do we know if Zion's even gonna play for sure?
I mean, Zion says he's playing because he is actually an injured, he was like an injured reserve replacement for Wendell Carter. So I don't think they would have put him in if he's not. If it wasn't sure he would play, Luka will sit so he can at least make sure to play in the All-Star game. That's why I would also like Team USA here.
Yes, no, I had Team USA, but there again, the odds aren't out, so I haven't, you know, there's not a whole lot of stock invested in it yet.
Yeah, exactly. But without Luka, I don't see Team World having nearly as talented a roster because you have. You have Ja, who actually Ja would probably be a good bet here as well. But you have Trae Young, Ja, and Zion all on one team for Team USA. So that's going to be tough to beat.
I agree completely. I mean, Zion's just been a freak, and Trae Young's hit a groove that has been incredible. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he was also your pick for 3-point challenge too. So
yeah, I think I just have like a soft spot for him right now. I'm not quite sure why.
Bet him all the way across.
Bound to hit something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, did you look at the celebrity game at all?
Yes, of course I looked at the
celebrity
game.
All right, here we go. This is the last thing we'll talk about.
Team Stephen A. All I needed to see was Quavo and Chance the Rapper on that roster, and I was sold.
Yeah, I mean, this is Quavo's third year in the celebrity
game. He loves it. Like, I really genuinely feel like if he could trade his rap life to go and play in the NBA, he would do it. Like hands down. Like, I think he loves basketball that much.
Absolutely.
And then Chance, being from Chicago, I mean, he's going to be there. And
Chance doesn't look like a very athletic guy, though. I mean, amazing rapper.
Maybe he will surprise you. I'm hoping he surprises you.
Yeah. And I mean, and just the motivation alone from Stephen A yelling at them, I would imagine.
Right. That's all anybody needs. If I had a Stephen A to yell at me every day, I would be so much more productive.
Oh, as would I, as would I. So, I'm going to go with Stephen A's team as well. The other head coach is Michael
We've
Wilbon.
United.
we're united on this for the first time. So we have Michael Wilbon is the other coach. I think he's just too mellow. It doesn't really matter. And looking at his roster, no one like is as exciting. Although he does have last year's MVP, Famous Los, on there.
I saw that. It's the All-Star game. Stephen A is going to be so. I think we all can admit that he's a bit of a narcissist. So he's going to try to make it he's going to be as loud and as much as about camera on me, look at me. I really think Stephen A might even whip up on the other team.
I'm going to go with Stephen A's team too, but I would say I still might vote for Famous Los on the MVP, even if he's on the losing team, because they can vote for, people on the losing team as well.
I think I might Chance the Rapper. Just since you said he doesn't look athletic, maybe I can go back and find a video of him looking semi-athletic and find some odds.
Okay, yeah. Well, and then you can campaign for him with your Twitter account that's blowing up.
Yeah.
And you could be the reason why he wins it.
Let's go. I'm ready. I'm supporting you, Chance.
Amazing.
Taking a chance.
Amazing. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that
absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
You did this while your daughter is asleep, down
just,
for a nap.
She just woke up. Yes, she's crying.
So we have to get. I really have to let you get going. So
it's perfect. Perfect time. It worked out perfect.
All right. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Basketball. Gimme, gimme the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.